KSL News Time, 419, and let's get you up to date on the drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15, heavy and slow between 3300 South to 123rd South. Northbound I-15, also seeing slower speeds, Bangor to Midvale, and again from 33rd to 2100 South. We have some southbound slowing I-215's West Belt from California Avenue to the Maverick Center, and the right lane now open, but the crash still on the right shoulder, southbound 5600 West at SR-201. Dave Meekham.
We're seeing some early delays start to build on I-15 in Utah County. Northbound at Lehigh Main Street, looks like you're going to have a little bit of slowing building there. And I'm watching a slow spot as you head northbound up over the point of the mountain. It looks like that's starting to build there a little bit. Don't know why that's an unusual delay for this time of day, but we'll keep an eye on that and see if it continues to build. Coming southbound over the point, you're still in good shape getting down through Lehigh. Mark?
Well, we have a wreck. Looks like it's going to be southbound I-15 right at the SR-30 on-ramp up north in Box Elder County. We've had several problems up there. We also have some delays that are clearing northbound I-15 in the Honeyville region due to an earlier wreck there. But as far as Davis County delays, nothing too unusual. Rolling about the Highway 89 split. In spots up to Layton Hills Mall, minor skirmish up in the Riverdale area northbound I-15 prior to the I-84 split. Valley Office Systems, a RICO Service of Excellence Award winner, 3 years running, the only authorized RICO dealer on the Wasatch Front. Set up your in-office technology assessment today, valleyofficesystems.com. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.